This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we began telling you about the story that if you've been paying attention to the news, you've probably heard about. It's this recall of 143 million pounds of beef from a California slaughterhouse under investigation by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, according to the details in the story, no illnesses have been linked to the newly recalled meat, and officials said the health threat was likely very, very small. So, they're not recalling the meat because the meat is bad, despite what maybe some of the news reports, the spin they might be putting on this issue may right. have you think. Because when you hear the term recall, you think, oh, something must be wrong.
Right.
Something's putting us
hurt.
Right. Something is putting us in danger.
We're in danger.
And
right.
so therefore this product needs to be recalled. But no. The reason this recall is happening is punishment. The USDA is punishing them for breaking one of their health regulations by apparently not contacting its veterinarian as routinely as it should have been doing according to the regulations when cattle became non-ambulatory, meaning they weren't moving around anymore.
What do you think those people in Somalia must think of this policy? All that beef is going to be taken back and destroyed.
Thrown out,
company
yeah.
put out of business. And it's incredible to think that there are people starving out there.
If you listen to the greenies and some of the radio commercials out there, you'd think that there were people starving in America. And there may very well be. I don't know. I've never met anyone who was starving in America. But what about them? All this beef's going to be destroyed?
Incredible.
And it's clearly it's fine beef because, well,
people have been eating it. They're claiming that it goes back to 2006, so probably most all of it has been eaten at this point.
Unbelievable.
But either way, it's still going to be very expensive to recall what else might be out there into the marketplace. And the most important part here is to point out that the news reporting spins this as being, oh, look out, Americans, you're in danger from dangerous beef. Be afraid of the beef that you're buying from the supermarket.
And you know, Ian and Mark, I think you guys probably both get this sense, and maybe the audience does too. When you centralize this decision-making, it makes it very easy for reporters to turn to that central authority and give that central authority even more legitimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that bothers me so much about these types of stories. For example, when they had the shooting in Illinois, I heard some idiot woman from Boston talking about, she's some columnist, pinhead, talking about how, why aren't any of the presidential candidates talking about this? Why aren't they doing something about this? In other words, she wanted to have a whole new slew of gun control laws
right,
proposed.
Right.
So regardless,
even though it was a gun-free zone in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. So regardless of the gun issue, I thought to myself, why should they be talking about this? This is, you know, if anybody understands the concept of federalism, which in my opinion doesn't even go far enough, we want to have a laissez-faire system, but the Founding Fathers at least recognized that the central authority wasn't going to be the one that would handle all these problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you handle it close to the situation at hand, you keep things local, and at least you'll get a little bit more addressability from government than you would have with a larger system. And you have some checks from the large system down onto the small system so the small system doesn't infringe on people's liberties. That was one of James Madison's major concerns. And you get this focus. Why isn't George Bush saying something about this? Well, you know what? George Bush should shut his stinking mouth about this because it didn't happen in the White House and it didn't happen in Texas. Those are the only two areas, if something happens, that I want to hear about.
Well, but they've been educated by the government to believe that government can solve problems, and therefore bigger government, the federal government, must be more effective at solving
right.
problems than state or local governments, which, of course, is reverse. The bigger
yeah.
the government becomes, the more centralized it is, the more ineffective it is. Now, here's a little bit more detail from this story. After skipping through a number of the paragraphs here, Raymond, who's a spokesperson, I think, for... USDA Undersecretary, he's the one of the bureaucrats. He countered a claim leveled by the Humane Society president who said that the USDA inspector was at the Westland plant for about 2 hours each day. He claims USDA inspectors are there at slaughterhouses continuously, said Raymond. Federal lawmakers on Thursday had called for the Government Accountability Office to investigate the safety of meat in the National School Lunch Program. Upon learning about the recall, some legislators criticized the USDA, saying the federal agency should conduct more thorough inspections to ensure tainted beef doesn't get to the public. Now, wait a minute. Where was the tainted beef? Nowhere. This story doesn't involve tainted beef.
Excellent point.
But yet people are out there calling for this. They're saying, well, there's been beef recalled. We need more inspections. We don't have a problem. There's no tainted beef issue. But they're trying to make it seem like there is one. So we can expand the USDA. We can expand the bureaucracy, hire an extra handful of inspectors to stand on an assembly line and look at things, because I can tell you...
Well, to supposed to be standing on an assembly line, because apparently they're there continuously, but that continuously only amounts to 2 hours a day.
Oh, absolutely. Continuously would mean that they were there all the time.
They're continuously...
And they were sleeping there as
drinking
well.
Drinking coffee and eating donuts and yakking with each other. They maybe 2 hours a day are looking at cows,
right?
Perhaps.
We all know how ineffective government health inspections are when it comes to restaurants. And I recall we've had someone contact us in the past telling us about the government inspections of processing plants, and it's just as laughable. I wish I could remember the details. If someone out there works in an inspection or in a plant where food products are made, would love to hear from you about what exactly it's like when these government inspectors are on the job.
And you mentioned restaurant inspectors, not to deviate completely from the central point here, but it's all part of the same theme. Massachusetts, they had an article last year, I think it was in the Boston Herald, where they revealed that there were 1.3 inspectors working for the entire state of Massachusetts, restaurant inspectors working on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there were zero. It's such a farce to think that that is what's going to drive companies to try to make sure that they don't put out bad stuff.
And it's not. It's not. Because, again, anybody that's worked in the restaurant field can tell you that when they come in to do their inspection, you know, they walk around, look at a few ceiling tiles, sit down, drink a cup of coffee, BS with the manager for a few minutes, and then leave. Unless, of course, they're politically targeting the restaurant, then they can find all kinds of things to violate.
And, you know, it's also interesting because they mentioned in that same article that there was all sorts of backroom dealing going on between the inspectors and certain restaurateurs to get certain favors and so the either blackmail or extortion or that sort of thing, or just to make sure that they'd overlook things. It's incredible.
Listen to this fear-mongering here. This is U.S. Senator Tom Harkin, chairman of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. He says, today marks the largest beef recall in U.S. history. And it involves the National School Lunch Program and other federal food and nutrition programs. This begs the question, how much longer will we continue to test our luck with weak enforcement of federal food safety regulations?
You listen to that article, and I don't know what it is, but I was watching something on television earlier today, and I just thought to myself, why is it that people are so intellectually lazy? You know, I mean, for us here on this program, it doesn't take that much effort to look at an article and to pick up what you said. There isn't any tainted beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us to talk about how all these calls for this are about nothing. There is no problem. And to know that the FDA is not helping us in any way whatsoever.
Well, first you have to take, to understand what they're thinking, is you have to understand what, you know, intellectually, they believe that the FDA is, in fact, protecting us. The FDA has regulations in place that protect us. And so, therefore, more regulation is more protection. More protection is better.
It's to me,
it doesn't really matter why.
It's so alien to me. It's so bizarre.
It doesn't matter if somebody popped a birthday balloon and suddenly we can have more FDA protection, because FDA protection is good.
It's also based on the presumption, which is based on the presumption that without government around, these companies would be poisoning us, which is also based on the idea that is, I think, pretty inculcated in young people today, based on government schools in Hollywood, of course, always making the corporation guys out to be the bad guys, for instance. You know, the idea that if it weren't for the FDA or the USDA, then all of us would be getting poisoned by the food that we eat because these companies are so evil and they want to kill their customers. I mean, that doesn't even stand up to the basic test of logic. Why would a company that's interested in making a profit kill its customers? They want you to come back and buy more. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com.
So we're talking about this news of the day, which is actually somewhat rare on this show. Very rare that we'll talk about the top story
on Free Talk Live. Usually it's an issues-based show, and that's why I want to talk about this, because there's a very important issue here that needs to be discussed. Stories like this one, the one about this 145 million pound recall of beef that's probably going to put this manufacturer out of business.
Not just the manufacturer. You know, you can say that after having seen this video, you can say, I don't like this manufacturer, and that's fine and dandy. Of course, there is no real manufacturer. There's a guy who owns a business. There's some people that own a business. And then there's and maybe you want to punish them. That's fine. But there's also people that work there, a lot of people that work there, that have families, that have children. That
it's unlikely the secretary is abusing the cows.
Right, very unlikely, and it's really unlikely that her little three-year-old girl is, you know? That's the one who's going to suffer the most from this.
So the reason I bring it up is because of the issue here where when these recalls happen, whether it be, 145 million pounds of beef or, a million or 2 pounds of spinach, there was a spinach scare a few years ago, the way these stories are portrayed in the media by journalists who, for the most part, were educated at government schools and believe that government is wonderful and government is great, it propagates, the reporting style propagates the idea, the mentality that if it weren't for government regulations, we'd all be dead right now.
Mm.
It's the same sort of idiocy that gives this almost the same mindset that says, well, if it weren't for the government military, we'd all be speaking German right now. You know, without the government, then these companies, these evil corporations would be poisoning us and there'd be nothing we could do about it. Thank goodness we have the FDA and the USDA. In fact, not only thank goodness, but we need them to do more. We need more regulation. In fact, advocacy groups have weighed in on the story, noting that the problems at Westland wouldn't have been revealed if it hadn't been for animal rights activists, says Gene Halloran, the director of food policy initiatives at Consumers Union, quote, on one hand, I'm glad the recall's taking place. On the other, it's somewhat disturbing, given that obviously much of this food has already been eaten. It's really closing the barn door after the cows left.
Right, and now,
sweetie, there was no risk from this food.
Well,
even the government admits that.
Maybe. It's possible that people got sick and didn't know why, but I wouldn't think too many. And if you're looking at the incident of the video, like that cow that was, slaughtered in that video by the forklift, yeah, that could have introduced some E. coli into the into that cow, and that beef could have been tainted. But it was consumed a long, long time ago, and whatever they're doing now has nothing to do with tainted beef.
And
it has
of course,
to do with not following rules.
Exactly, and you can't disprove a negative. You have to prove a positive in the court of law, and they're not proving any positive other than the fact that people found it distasteful the way they were handling some of the cattle. They apparently didn't find the meat distasteful, and and there is no evidence that there are any problems with any of the meat. And you know what's amazing is, these people who are all upset that the USDA didn't get on top of this, they're calling for what? Not a dismantling of the USDA, but
more regulation.
More regulation.
The government failed. Let's have more government.
Exactly. You guys just aren't inspecting enough. We need to hire more bureaucrats and therefore increase the cost to taxpayers. That way we can all pay. Even those of us who might not eat beef can pay to protect, so-called, those people that do.
Absolutely.
So it's just completely asinine. But really, I think the most dangerous part about this is that it continues to promote the mentality that government will save us, that government is out there. The government is the only thing stopping these companies from harming all of us, and it's just nonsense. It's the pursuit of profit that protects us. It's competition that protects us.
Absolutely. You know, Ian, I wanted to bring this up. I had been looking for the article, and I was able to find it about the toy thing.
Yeah, please.
And that's correlated very easily. Today, CNNMoney.com reports, David Goldman writes, the head of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said Monday that toy makers and retailers need to step up their efforts to eliminate lead from toys. Quote, I will not tolerate this industry or any other not complying with our regulations, said mein Fuhrer Nancy Nord, the acting chairwoman of CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This problem must be fixed. Nord, speaking at the annual American International Toy Fair, called on manufacturers to audit their factories. She also said that retailers must do more to assume that they don't sell tainted toys. Guess what? Anybody look at the stock the stock prices of, I think it was Mattel, that was carrying some of these Chinese toys.
Yeah, what happened to it?
It dropped like a stone through a wet paper bag, as Douglas Adams might say. You know, it was ridiculous. And they say that one of the best things here is this idiot from CNNMoney.com writing, the CPSC has been working with the Toy Industry Association over the past few months to hammer out tougher toy safety standards. Well, why would they need the Consumer Product Safety Commission to work with them? They can do it themselves. And if they don't do it themselves, people won't be buying their products.
Absolutely.
It's stupid. It's incredible.
Not only is it stupid, but it also harms the collectible value in many cases. Some of these regulations, I can give you a real-life example of these toy regulations and how they're just absolutely asinine. The Transformers. I happen to be a fan of Transformers. Grew up in the 80s, so that's what I grew up with.
I'm a Star Wars fan myself.
And Transformers Generation 1 was what came out first in the 80s, and very, very popular, and they're experiencing a resurgence in popularity now. So, you know, everything always comes back around, right? Strawberry Shortcake, she's back. Transformers are back.
Mm.
And so what they did, they started doing a few years ago, was they started reissuing the original Generation 1 Transformers. They found the old molds, the old die-cast molds, and they apparently don't have all of them because they haven't reissued them all, or maybe they're just keeping them quiet. Whatever it is, they started reissuing the original molds of the Transformers. And I obviously was interested in acquiring some of the ones I wasn't able to get as a kid, for instance.
Cool.
And I began to do that. And at some point, I came across an interesting fact, and that is that the Transformers that are the reissued version aren't exactly the same as the originals. They're darn close. The Transformer itself is the same. It's a big thing, and you can change it and, you know, do exactly what you could do 20 years ago. But the accessories that come with it have been changed by federal regulation. Because of federal government, the same bureaucracy you're talking about here, Consumer Product Safety Commission, because of the federal government, for instance, there were some jets. And many of the Transformers, like the jets, have these little missile guns that they shoot.
Oh, yeah.
The missiles that you load in there...
They're small.
You can shoot it down your throat and swallow it like a cat.
So originally were a certain size. They were small. Now, the missiles that come with these new reissues have like a 3-inch lead on them. Like the part that you put in the shooter, the barrel or whatever you put in there, it's huge. It looks absolutely retarded sticking out of the gun. It's not supposed to look that way. This is not the original concept. But because of federal law, they have extended the length of these things. Now, it's weird, too, because there's a landing gear that comes on the bottom, and that's okay. The landing gear, very, very small piece, much smaller than any of the missiles. For some reason, that's all right, so I don't get it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We are talking about recalls, and what started all this was, of course, this hubbub about the beef recall. Of course, everybody's trying to get everyone's trying to get riled up, get scared about this, because apparently it's scary when beef gets recalled. Well, actually, it turns out the beef wasn't dangerous at all, and their recall is only really to punish the company for not following regulations. But that's another issue, and we've discussed that at the beginning of this hour. What we moved into at this point was toy recalls and toy regulations. What was the department, Gardner?
Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Consumer Product Safety Commission. Yeah. These guys regulate pretty much everything but food. And I was talking about how when I recently, the last few years, purchased some Transformer reissues, because I'm, you know, a Transformer fan, was buying some of these reissues. They were reselling, recreating the original Generation 1 Transformers. I was pretty upset to discover that they weren't exactly the same. And the reason why was because of federal regulations that I don't understand what the regulation exactly is. I imagine that it has to do with, you know, the kids choking. We've got to protect our children from choking because parents are so irresponsible. They will just leave their kids with small pieces and leave the room or something.
So because some parents are irresponsible, we all have to suffer, and toy collectors suffer because they can't get an exact replica of the toys that they love.
Not even watching the kids. I mean, I can't imagine that every parent could keep a close eye on their child.
But you can choose which toys.
Wait. Yeah, you can choose whether or not to give the kid the missiles too.
Yes. Right.
And you could and they could put a in the pack. They could choose to depending on if you let the manufacturer decide and let the public decide in these cases. Some parents would say no. You cannot have the toy that has the little tiny missiles. I would assume that's the parent that's not very inventive.
Mm-hmm.
Another parent would say, yes, you can have the toy, but I'm keeping the missiles. You know, the manufacturer may decide to make big missiles and little missiles, big soft Nerf missiles. They can go into partnership with Nerf to make big giant soft missiles that the kids can't possibly swallow or jam in their ear or whatever the hell they're doing with them. Somehow, by the way, I managed to make it through childhood with little tiny missiles and my plastic toys. And
right, without those regulations.
Yeah. Right.
We're all still alive.
Right. And you know, I'm sorry for any child that did choke to death on one of these things. But
and by the way, you know what I think is really funny? I was commenting with my niece about this. We were watching Naruto Saturday night on a Cartoon Network, and they had an ad for one of these new Nerf products.
Mm-hmm.
And those Nerf is just awesome. They're so cool, you know. But the funny thing is they keep trying to make them look tougher and tougher and tougher. It's the new Nerf Ghetto Blaster, you know? It's like 8-inch long steel spikes attached to Nerf, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they show the kids jumping around and using the Nerf things, and I'm like, gee, pretty soon, Brianna, you know, pretty soon Nerf is going to be like putting out bazookas and cannons. It's the new Nerf cannon, real iron, you know? It's just because, you know, boys want to have something that
something
is sort of
boom,
tough and intense. Yeah, they like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you can never teach a boy anything about guns or knives or anything like that and, you know, just give him girls' toys to play with and he's going to take that Barbie doll, grab it by the head and use it like a sword. Because that's what little boys do.
Yeah, it's true.
Weird, man.
So what's confusing to me was they regulated the length of the missiles on this toy that I bought. They made it so the missile was like 3 inches long, whereas originally it was 1 inch long. And so what I did was, of course, took a pair of scissors to it and, you know, cut it down to size so it actually looks not retarded when it's set in the toy. And then I thought, well, this is weird. Why is the landing gear, which is a half an inch long, allowed to be that long? Why would they make an exception for the landing gear? Is it that if something is below a certain size, that it's okay, but if it's between a half an inch and an inch, therefore it's outlawed and you have to make it either longer or shorter? Is that what the idea is? It's just outrageous that this federal government is micro. They really talk about micromanaging.
Oh, yeah.
They are telling companies you can't have missiles of a certain length. You have to make them longer. And that's just one example of this miasma of different toy regulations.
If I was a toy designer, Ian, and I had, you know, if it was my concept and I wanted to put something out and I had some other force telling me, no, you have to do it this way, just the effrontery that I would feel. At that,
and it's a slap in the face.
So frustrating. You know, there's a new book I was looking at it yesterday over in the bookstore. It's by a guy who's a columnist for the Denver Post, I think. It's called Nanny State.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his last name. Starts with an H. I wrote it down, and I want to try to get the guy on my program. And he talks about just the slew of laws in all these different states of people coming up with just the most absurd things that have nothing to do with even the historically valid rationale for the existence of government in the United States. And I recognize that the Lockean approach to, you know, negative rights is historically valid, I would go further. But you know, this guy was talking about, you know, we're sinking into this soft fascism and socialism that is all there for political correctness. It's incredible.
Well, it's like Mark says, I mean, if they keep going down the road that they're on, eventually we're all going to end up in padded rooms and straitjackets.
That's the only it's the only logical conclusion. How else will we be safe? I mean, if you're expecting the government to keep you safe, how else are they going to do it?
You'll be fed porridge three times a day.
That's right.
Well, anything else might kill you, for God's sakes.
Right.
It is a
madhouse.
The beef
is tainted, everybody. The beef is tainted.
Except it's not.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's not, and it's the same thing with the toys, the same thing with the food, the reason why it's not is because they want you to come back and buy more stuff into the future. The grocery stores are the ones that are really the quality checks. I mean, the manufacturers have their own quality standards, but it's the end retailers that really do hold these manufacturers to the utmost high standards. I know, Gardner, you said during the break that Walmart has stepped up to the plate on this lead paint situation.
Yeah, this is great. They've got a couple quotes in this article from this pinhead from CNNMoney.com, and he continues to talk about the woman who heads up this Consumer Product Safety Commission, this Ms. Nord. Quote, "It's high time that Congress takes a look at this," said Nord, in exactly that way, too, who noted that the CPSC statutes had not been revised since 1990, because, you know, toys have changed so much.
"I am confident that Congress will come together on a piece of legislation that will modernize our statutes."
Now,
I think she sounds more like Scarlett O'Hara than she does like the Witches of the West.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, perhaps we'll do it that way. But this
perhaps
is the amazing thing.
For the Congress.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, so this is great. They juxtapose this, and I don't think this was intentional, with her statement, "I'm confident that Congress will come together on a piece of legislation that will modernize our statutes." The next paragraph down.
They're done regulating baseball.
Right. Oh, my God. Goodness. Anyway, then it says the next paragraph down is, "Last Friday, Walmart stores and Toys R Us announced their own new self-imposed mandatory safety checks for toy manufacturers, following a wave of recalls that hurt the industry this past holiday season." So she's saying, we're waiting on Congress, and hopefully they'll come together on a piece of legislation that will modernize our statutes. In the meantime, Walmart and Toys R Us, they've already...
Johnny on the spot.
Yep,
they don't have to ask anybody's permission to do this. They just go and do it, because it's what's in the best interest of their customers.
Right.
They proceed with demand in the marketplace, and they are supplying that demand with the control that is going to help people feel safer. And if it's done in the marketplace, then that's great. If it's done on a voluntary basis, then I'm all for it. It's just when the federal government comes in with these asinine mandates that basically tell you, you don't know how to take care of yourself, or you don't know how to take care of your family, we're going to do it for you. Trust us, we're the federal government. And it really takes away responsibility from people, just like they take away the responsibility from parents to choose the schools that their kids go to. They just snatch all this responsibility away from people, and that makes people lazier. It makes people rely on the government. They think to themselves, well, I don't have to worry about my kids now, because
right.
the government's out there keeping them safe.
And, you know, it was the reliance on the government that hurt people with this lead paint thing in the first place, because people were relying on the government to take care of them, and the government didn't. It failed every single time, just like it always does.
We just need higher budgets, Mark. That will solve the problem. 800-259-9231. Hire some more bureaucrats while we're at it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk regulation, that goes, or anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231 is in here with you.
Ian Garn.
And Mark, that number is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and we give away all the features there, so do enjoy those on us. By the way, if you want to support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you can join the club. Get access to special amp-only perks like the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum, also the amp-only Shrine of Female Listeners. All of that is available to you, and the purpose is that we take that money in and we turn it around, reinvest it into the show, and thereby get on more radio stations from coast to coast and spread the message of freedom and liberty, because people in America and around the world, they need to hear this message more so now than ever before in the past. We're talking this hour about regulation. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Americans believe that it's the government that's keeping them safe, when in fact that's not true. It's just a facade. It's symbolism. The government regulators out there, as you said earlier, Gardner, in Massachusetts, there's like one or two health inspectors to cover the entire state for all the restaurants in the entire state. That's not the reason why you aren't getting sick when you go and you eat something at Burger King or Panera or something.
Yeah.
The fact is, these companies, especially the franchises, these companies, they have their own internal inspectors. They have their own internal division at the franchise or the corporate level that goes around unannounced in many cases. And just shows
up. How else are you going to catch these things? Whereas the government inspectors, they come in announced all the time.
Yes, they do.
They let you know. Yep. They don't want to find anything. That requires work, paperwork, and things done.
And, of course, there are some things we can talk about, children's toys, or we can talk about other products like automobiles or anything else. Hypothetically, let's say something were to happen, we didn't have the Consumer Product Safety Commission, something were to happen, some child were to choke on some sort of product or something like that, there's a curve of reaction for people. They get very quickly, they react, parents react quickly. If we have businesses out there, they set up protections against these sort of things, and parents have their own sort of response curve. Now, if the government gets involved, you know, it starts off very steep and then it sort of levels off as time goes along and there are fewer problems. When government gets involved, they will shoot up the amount of money that they need to have, and then they will never reduce the amount of money if the problem has been corrected. They'll just continue to take people's money. Now, all of that then gets involved with,
our own calculations as to how much would we willingly spend on our own protection for our families or ourselves when we're buying products. Because at a certain point, as Mark said, you know, we could all be safe in padded rooms somewhere or driving around in you know, styrofoam protected cars that were 18 feet wide and had everything in them that's, you know, like airbags and everything beyond that. But at a certain point, we would decide, you know what? No, I don't want to. That is too expensive for me. I will take the risk.
Take a risk. Yeah.
Exactly. So we make our own calculations. What the government does doesn't allow us to make our own calculations. And again, you know, we talked about the price mechanism before. We make our own price mechanism calculations in our own minds, and they don't allow us to do these things, and it completely messes up the marketplace. Again, it's a drag on efficiency for the entire world. And as bad as it would seem to say, you know, if a child were to die because of some product, you'd see a faster response, a more efficient response, and a more dedicated response from the businesses and the parents if the government was not involved.
Right. Sure. You know, the responsibility lies in informing the public with the media. That's what the media's for. It's not for the government to protect us. It's for the media to inform us.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that bothers me so much, Mark, about the media, the popular media, is that they seem to think that if they can get some local tin pot politician on their program, on their, you know, network affiliate news such and such, special interview with the governor, call the governor, call the mayor on this talk radio show or whatever. And those pressures are prevalent throughout all the talk radio, throughout television. That sort of stuff is just absolute drivel. It is so nonsensical to say, oh, we've got a scoop. We're going to have an interview with the governor. And then give the guy just nonsense blather questions. Not put any questions to him that could
softball
be
him.
Worth anything.
You
softball
him because you want him to come back.
I know. Why not just play Tchaikovsky, for God's sake? Yeah. Who cares?
We should go to the phone calls here. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I've worked on several ranches here out west between Montana and New Mexico, and I would never want to see, you know, a beef treated like it was on the videos, you know what I mean? Because I've heard of them, I've rode horse and saddle and everything, you know, and up here in Montana especially, you know, we try to take care of the beef and not whatever, put them in, do that.
And I think most of the people that are in the business are like that. They, you know, they try to at least treat them with some level of humanity. I mean, certainly you're going to have to kill them at some point, and inevitably someone's going to disagree with the way you've chosen to kill that beast. But certainly no one is in favor of ramming them with forklifts or doing other abusive things.
Well, and another thing too, Ian and fellas. I don't agree with the government.
Yes, Jeremy? Me neither. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois.
Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about toys. I wanted to mention an old favorite toy of mine when I was a kid.
Okay.
I'm 48 years old, so...
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s, there was a toy called Creepy Crawlers.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Didn't you bake them?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, they came with like a 1,500-watt hot plate.
Yeah. They were little squares of plastic, and you heat them up, and they turned into the monsters.
No, that was a different one. Oh. What we did was there was goop, and you poured it into a mold.
Yeah,
that's
And you put them on the hot plate, and you heat it up to about 1,000 degrees until it was, you know, until the metal was just about molten, and then the plastic would harden.
Right.
And you grabbed them out. You couldn't touch them with your hands. You had to have this tong things to pull them out with. And, you know, you're talking about regulations and stuff. It's amazing to me that I even, you know, made it this far.
Well, that's funny because I actually, that wasn't my generation, but my brother and sister had one of those, and we used to play with it down in our basement, and it was the coolest thing. It was so cool, and you could do, you remember the glow-in-the-dark ones? You could make glow-in-the-dark ones?
With those, the glow-in-the-dark goop.
Yeah, and you're right. They were really, really, really hot. It was like the opposite of the carbon freeze thing for Han Solo. There were these black molds. Yeah, man, and what about those other ones with the easy-bake ovens? You know, you got the light bulb and a cardboard side thing, yeah.
And now they don't have the light bulb anymore. They got something else that's supposedly cooler.
Really?
I don't know what they use, but they use something that's in there that somehow cooks it without getting it hot.
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the creepy crawlers when I was a kid. They always showed, like, Mom putting them in the oven, so obviously they got rid of the hot plate by the 1980s.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, toys have changed dramatically, but, I mean, it just seemed so much funner when I was a kid. maybe because I was a kid.
Yeah, well, that's the reason, and but... It is amazing how many of these toys wouldn't be allowed to have right now because they're too dangerous.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Those creepy crawlers. And then when I was a kid, you know, there'd be times when we'd be playing guns or knights or something like that. And what we'd do is we'd pick up a stick and we'd start whacking each other.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go. Do you think that they'll ban nature? Because we used to take hatchets and go out and cut vines, and we'd swing like 25 feet up in the air on these vines, and we'd knock down all these tree limbs. One of my friends got knocked out because he went up so high and all the tree limbs and stuff. It was wild. And, you know, it was great, but... At a certain point, you just got to say, well, maybe the government rationale is, well, anything that's made by man. I mean, that's just mean to make something really, really bad like that. Ugh.
Yeah, well.
Well, I do think that there's been some advances in the area of swords. You know, and now instead of kids picking up tree branches or sharp sticks or metal poles, now they have these sort of Nerf soft sword things that they can really whack each other with, which I think is great, you know, but...
That was a market innovation.
Yeah, it's a market innovation. I don't think the government said, we must have soft swords.
No, that was the Nerf development team that said, let's see, kids love to hit each other. Let's make it so it's safe for them to hit each other.
I think Nerf will conquer the world. That's what I want.
Yeah, Nerfs were around when I was a teenager, I think.
Yeah,
they started coming out.
I know this is weird, but I read somewhere they started in like 1970 or something, 71 or something like that. It was 1971, 72, and it was like, I don't know, the 25-year anniversary, 30, yeah, it was like the 35th year anniversary of Nerf or something like that.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. HD DVD is dead. Also... Video poker. A man in New Hampshire, two men actually, one of them has pleaded guilty to running video poker machines. We'll tell you what kind of punishment he's looking at and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Parents should be responsible for their kids, and that's where it should end. We don't need government controls. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and always stands for it. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
All right.